I think even a lot of the routine jobs, now, yes, there are exceptions. If all you're doing on an assembly line all day long is one routine thing with no opportunity for interaction and so on. But there are jobs, I like to make the distinction between role rigid and role flexible jobs. There are some jobs and occupations in which the role is so strictly prescribed, it's so rigidly set down that you can't really shape it your way. But there are other jobs, many of them low-level routine jobs, in which there is a good deal of flexibility and the individual's personality and style can come through. I don't know whether this example will mean much to many of you, but to some I'm sure it will. The doily cart tradition in the production of Gilbert and Sullivan operettas is very rigid, and if you play names escape me at the moment, anyhow, but if you play a particular part in the Mikado, it's got to be played in exactly a certain way, otherwise you're not true to the Savoyard tradition. On the other hand, when Shakespeare is being played, a great actor does Hamlet his way, and Laurence Olivier's Hamlet may be quite different from John Gielgud's Hamlet. The Shakespearean roles are relatively flexible. Even though Shakespeare wrote them, the words are there. The actor can play it his way. And Hamlet can be a neurotic or a very healthy person, depending on what the actor does and the director, of course, do with the role. But the three little maids from school in the Mikado can't project their own personalities into that role. It's rigidly prescribed. And so I think in counseling, we ought to recognize that even some of the some of the lower level occupations still have roles that are sufficiently flexible for people to find opportunities for self-expression in them. And as I think of business executives, salespeople and so on that I deal with. Right now I'm involved in a major study with IBM on the impact of the memory typewriter on office work. Any of you seen any kind of a memory typewriter, typewriter that has a memory? Several of you know about it. The most highly developed one is the magnetic card too, the mag card too. It's revolutionizing secretarial work. Well, in the process of studying the impact of this new technology on people and on work and on social organizations, working with engineering psychologists and social psychologists and others like myself, vocational psychologists, one of the things that impresses me are the differences in managerial style. And the research data show this too. There are authoritarian managers and democratic managers. And the content of the manager's work may seem uninteresting and not to allow much possibility, but managerial style can vary greatly. Secretarial style varies greatly. The secretary can do what she's told to do, or she can take a good deal of initiative and relieve the principals, the users of secretarial support services, of a great deal of responsibility, especially the lower level functions that he performs. So we see secretaries really becoming administrative assistants because they don't just sit back and do what they're told. They see possibilities, they use their initiatives, they project themselves into the jobs. And some principals in the business sense, some managers, users of secretarial services, facilitate this on the part of the secretary. And others prohibit it, make it difficult. So what we're saying is, the individual in all individuals in all kinds of jobs do a great deal to shape the jobs in their own way. Just about, it is time to stop.